Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I mean this question in all seriousness. We just got through talking to Rachel Lacasse Ford. Since she has been married at the age of 19, she's got two kids, a husband. They have used the ACA as well as Badger Care, which is what we call Medicare here in the state of Wisconsin, to make sure that her family is insured, that they can access health care. This is a legitimate question. If the government is shut down because Democrats will not agree to a clean continuing resolution, a CR, because the Republican, the MAGA, big brutal bill removed subsidies for people to obtain health insurance through the ACA. If that's what the impasse is, and Republicans are going on television every single day and saying the ACA sucks and we've been studying this for years and we have a plan to fix it, then why isn't there a piece of legislation being proposed by Republicans in both the House and the Senate right now, today, to fix healthcare and refund the government? If you have the solution, by all means, Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, Senator Thune, put forward your solution so we can get on with the government business. The reason that they're not is that they have nothing better. Because if they did, why wouldn't you just put that forward? They had 2 years when Donald Trump held both houses of Congress, as well as the White House from 2017 to 2019. They did not do it. All they tried to do was repeal the ACA, and it failed over 60 times. They have no plan. And that is not an acceptable position for the party that is in control of the Supreme Court, the White House, and both houses of Congress. It's not. That's why the American people know that this government shutdown is the fault of Republicans. You say you have a better plan, you say it's going to be more effective, higher quality, cost less, then by all means, folks, Democrats have pushed all in at the poker table. It is time to show us your cards, Republicans. But the fact is, you have been bluffing America for 15 years. I, for one, am sick of it. Show us what you got or restore the subsidies. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. And because they are playing chicken with the middle class, 42 million Americans may be going hungry. Now, let's be clear. When Josh Hawley, the Republican, the MAGA senator, the guy with his fist in the air cheering on the January 6th lawless mayhem-creating insurrectionist who then ran like a scared child from the Senate chamber, when Josh Hawley, MAGA senator from Missouri, pens an op-ed in the New York Times and introduces a clean bill in the Senate to fund the SNAP program and basically says it's a moral obligation that government make sure that people don't starve to death in the United States, bad look, America. And that bill cannot pass, which had Chuck Schumer's support and Democratic support. Please do not get in front of a podium and tell me about how much you care about the working poor of America or how much you care about the middle class, because that's a lie. That's a lie. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. By the way, it ain't just Josh Hawley's bill to fund SNAP, which, again, we're going to talk with Attorney General Josh Call tomorrow on this show about Wisconsin joining other attorneys generals to sue the government to comply with the congressional mandate to fund SNAP, which is what the Trump administration itself said was legal up until it decided they wanted to play chicken again with the working poor and the middle class of this country. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But the Senate showing signs, tiny little signs of life. Not only do you have Josh Hawley's clean bill to fund SNAP, you also, yesterday, if you missed it, I'm here to share it with you, the Senate voted 52-48 to reject some of Donald Trump's tariff taco terror. Five Republicans joined Democrats in supporting the measure. Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, Tom Tillis, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. Hooray! Did they figure out Congress actually has a role to play other than sycophantically bending a knee and nodding their head to Donald Trump every time he says jump and they ask how high? 855-752-4842. I want to get to the phones, but here is what is happening, okay? It is the MAGA regime giving a big middle finger in the air to the working poor, working people in this country, refusing to put whatever solution Mike Johnson continues to claim that they have, the fantasy land that Donald Trump lives in. We've got a better plan. It's going to be cheap. But it's concepts of a plan. We got pages and pages of a plan. We've been working on this for years. Why are they doing this, right? The question should always be, who is benefiting? I'll tell you who's benefiting. Donald J. Trump. The Trump Organization's net income in the entirety of 2024 was $80 million. The Trump Organization's net income through just the first 6 months of 2025 is $864 million. This, according to that liberal rag, also known as Forbes. That's the Trump Organization. Donald Trump's personal wealth has increased by $2 billion, largely driven by cryptocurrency, since he took office. I'll tell you who's benefiting by the screwing of the middle class. Donald J. Trump. It is the buying and selling of influence and access to the highest bidder, which leaves middle America, you and me and our friends and families, regardless of who they voted for, behind. That is what's happening here. Out loud. If you didn't think the out loud part mattered, let's listen to the corruption slayer, the corruption investigator, representative, Republican, MAGA extraordinaire Jim Comer be asked the baseline question by Jake Tapper. So what of the 800 million uptick in the Trump Organization's net income? Does this not require some sort of Hunter Biden-esque investigation? Listen to this question and answer.
Own financial disclosures, Reuters found the Trump Organization's income from the first half of this year shot from $51 million to $864 million. About $800 million of that is from crypto, and the story details how most of the buyers are foreign investors and how all this money is going to belong to Trump when he leaves office. Is this something that you're going to look into at all?
Well, it's something that we are, like you, reading about this. We're trying to digest it. The difference between the way the Trump family is operating and the Biden family is they're admitting they're doing this. You know, the president campaigned as a business guy.
I get it. It's okay if they do the corrupt part out loud. Here's another difference, Jim Comer. Hunter Biden, what's the total all-in corruption grift of Hunter Biden? What is it? Give me a number. Let's just call it $2 million. I think there was the purchasing of a truck. He sold some crappy artwork. little bit of like, hey, I'll get you access to my dad if you put me on your board of directors. How much did he net? Had pictures of his penis all over the interwebs. I'm sure he thinks it's worth it. Got a couple of criminal convictions. We figured out how to prosecute Hunter Biden. $800 million. The Trump Organization, $2 billion. But it's okay because the corruption's out loud and proud. Thank you, Jim Comer, corruption warrior extraordinaire. It defies explanation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Charles from Milwaukee, hello, sir.
Maggie, hello. You stole both of my pieces of thunder. I'm like, do these people think we're that stupid that, oh, we have a plan, and if you had a healthcare plan, wouldn't that have been on maybe day one or day two instead of Donald Trump pardoning the 15 or 1600 thugs that tried to kill them all? They would have been working on that. And second of all, you're right. Because they're doing the thieving out front and in the open, that makes it okay. We're all not stupid. They got some silly people that follow them and believe the stuff that they say. But to sit here and let that come out of your mouth, that, well, they're doing it right out in the open, so that's not so bad.
You know, Charles, I think every person facing a criminal charge from now on should be like, well, listen, I just told everybody I was going to rob that bank ahead of time. I came in, robbed the bank, and then I talked about it on social media. I got video out there of me doing it. So legit, it's cool. It's super fine because, you know, I announced my crimes out loud. I don't think that works for us little guys. I don't think it should work for the big man. Just saying, I think it's grotesquery in the most extreme. It is not okay. It doesn't have to be this way. We all deserve so much better. And listen, Hunter Biden did wrong things. Hunter Biden has been prosecuted. Donald Trump has done wrong things. He was prosecuted, but I would like someone to explain to me any consequence of any substance that Donald Trump has ever had to pay for his wrongdoings. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Oh, did you know this one? The Trump administration just gave Donnie Jr. a big old fatty contract. So much so about like self-dealing. Milwaukee County has got rules that prevent people that give contracts or the county from giving contracts to family members of high-level county. If Milwaukee County, the birthplace of one of Wisconsin's biggest pension scandals, can get that part right, you think the feds might find their way to some logic here? I describe that grift when we come back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and you can join the show, 855-752-4842.